The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning and good afternoon, good evening, good night. Greetings to everyone. Happy to be here with you. And I want to so the theme today is, this week, is mindfulness of the body. And it doesn't take much reflection to appreciate how amazingly complex the workings of our bodies are, and all the different systems of our body that work in harmony, hopefully. And even if some pieces of the system doesn't quite work and we have some illness or something, there's still a majority of what's in the body is usually working. And it works without our direction, without our working it. In fact, if we were to sit in the control tower of the body and direct everything that's supposed to be happening, we wouldn't have time for anything else. We probably wouldn't have time for all that it takes to direct the breathing and the digestion and the movements through the intestines and the swallowing and the organs working and the blood pumping and adjusting the heart rate at different activities and the breathing rate. It just goes on and on, adjusting the hormone levels. It's phenomenal what it works, and it's well recognized that we can kind of mess up, strain the whole big system of the body working by being stressed, by being constantly in some mode or other of tension or stress, out of fear, out of busyness, out of ambition, out of all kinds of anger. And not a few people will discover that after some big emotional challenge, that they'll sometimes get sick, get a cold, because the whole, this complicated system is compromised in some way. And so what we can do is we can optimize the working of the system, partly by not living a stressed life, and that's one of the functions of meditation. But the reason I'm bringing this up now is that in recognizing how much of the body works fine without us, that we don't have to direct the show, we create the conditions for it to operate well, that to a certain degree, there is a process of getting out of the way or not interfering with and allowing this wonderful, marvelous physical systems we have to operate. And that ways in which the body operates is also, we could say, spiritual, that there are deep ways in which if we open up in a calm way with clarity and make room to receive or allow something deep to unfold through the body, that it really supports the deepening and the fulfilling, the growth of meditation practice, the full potential of what mindfulness can do. And so this art of learning how to bring a sincere engagement with the practice, to really show up in the present moment, and really do it with some lovely commitment, dedication, devotion even, and to make room for the body to do its dance, to do what it needs to do, to let it unfold. And for many people in meditation, one of those things is the body wants to relax in some ways. And yesterday I talked about relaxation. The Buddhist word is not quite relaxation, it's calming, or tranquility. And the difference might be that relaxation suggests maybe a little bit too much, like just going limp, whereas calm or tranquility can be there with a certain alertness and uprightness and clarity. And so today, what I'd like to kind of include as part of the meditation is a calming movement, a relaxing movement that promotes clarity. Because a combination of calmness and clarity is what begins to allow this body, this whole system, psychophysical system, to move to a kind of health, and from Buddhist point of view, as practice deepens, to a spiritual health. And those two things, tranquility and clarity, it's kind of like makes room for things to unfold, to operate naturally. We're getting out of the way. And to add to that, this receptivity we talked about yesterday. So to take a meditation posture that for you allows you to express with your body an alertness, not a tension, not a hypervigilance, but a delightful alertness that here is where you're going to wake up, be present. Here is where you're going to give a kind of sacred time to this psychophysical system that we have, to let it move towards health, to let it move towards something profound. And to gently close the eyes. And then just feel this body that you have. Feel how the body is experienced. What's the body's experience of itself right now? And then if you can begin to relax parts of your body, just some of the larger parts, like obvious places of relaxing the muscles of the face, and relaxing the shoulders. And there's two parts to relaxing. There is relaxing, softening, letting go of tension. And then there's something I call the afterglow of that. We relax as far as we can. Maybe it's not complete relaxation. But we relax as far as we can. And then there's a kind of pleasant feeling for that parts that have been relaxed. And that pleasantness might be together with a feeling of the tension that remains. It's all okay to relax the shoulders and take a few moments to feel the afterglow of what that relaxation has done to you, to the shoulders. And to feel that whatever subtle afterglow there is can be a waking up of clarity. Not to lean into it or struggle to search for it. But that afterglow perhaps itself is a kind of clarity of awareness, of attention. To relax the belly. Soften the belly. And is there any subtle, pleasant afterglow for a moment or two? And then to become aware of your breathing. Becoming aware of how your body experiences breathing. And every time you exhale, allow some part of your body to relax a bit, to become calmer. Sometimes it might be just the whole body is released a bit as you exhale. Sometimes it's particular parts of your body. And as you exhale, as you relax on the exhale, at the end of that, see if there's a little bit of that afterglow. Just a teeny bit of something pleasant and nice that you can allow to come into clarity. Or allow clarity to feel in whatever way it is, even if it's vague. And the whole exhale is a kind of calming, settling, with an afterglow at the end of the exhale. And with whatever relaxation, calm you have, receive the inhale. Allow the inhale to arise. And with a calm, relaxed mind, let there be clarity with the inhale. Will you feel and sense the whole inhale in the way that you would maybe feel how smooth a piece of wood is that you've been sanding carefully, and you let your hand kind of brush across the full length of the wood. So let the inhale, the whole inhale, brush the whole length of your body, whole length of the inhale. Allowing, receiving the whole in-breath and relaxing, calming as you exhale. Resting in the afterglow for a moment. sometimes as you exhale, relax the thinking. Release your thinking. Let go on the exhale. And at the end of the exhale, maybe there's a subtle, pleasant afterglow of the absence of that thinking. And then allow that absence to receive the inhale. Relaxing, letting go makes more room to clearly feel and sense the inhale with a quiet mind. Relaxing with the exhale and allowing yourself to be peaceful at the end of the exhale. And peacefully receiving the inhale. As we come to the end of this meditation, I'd like to point out that some emotions that we live with and act on require or come with tension. Anger and hostility come with tension. Greed and craving come with tension. Being perplexed, confused, deluded come with tension. If we learn to relax and be peaceful, be calm, to let go of tension, then we have more room for the emotions that don't require, don't inherently come with tension. Generosity and love, compassion, kindness. And the more we can let go of tension and open to clarity of what's here, the more room there is, more opportunities there are for our heart's capacity for love and kindness and generosity to flow. And may it be that you go through your day today letting go of tension, letting go, taking the time to be calm and peaceful, not giving in to the rush and the greeds and the ambitions of doing a lot. Stay close to that place where you can feel peaceful and calm. And let your care for the world shine forth. Let the heart's capacity for love and generosity, compassion, become a greater part of the day. In doing so, having that dedication, aspiration, that on this day, these next 24 hours, may it be that your goodwill, relaxed goodwill, benefits the world. Supports, helps, and benefits the people that you encounter, the people you think about, the people you communicate with, the people you're concerned with. May what comes out of a peaceful heart be for the welfare and happiness of all beings. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings allow their own goodness to shine forth and bring it. And may all beings be free of external and internal oppression, blockage, resistance. May all beings know what we're capable of when the heart is relaxed and peaceful. May all beings be happy.